Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Republican Congresswoman Jen Kiggins, who this week faced resignation calls for her vile, disgusting, racist remarks when talking with radio host Rich Herrera about Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries' efforts to influence redistricting in Virginia. Now, I want to warn you, this is strong stuff, high-octane racism of the first order, and as such, it's not the kind of thing for young or faint ears. Okay, are you ready? Here goes.
If Hakeem Jeffries wants to be involved in Virginia politics, then I suggest he does what all a bunch of New Yorkers are doing. Leave New York, move down here to Virginia, run for office down here. You could represent us. If not, get your cotton-picking hands off of Virginia.
That's right. Ditto. Yes. Yes to that.
I know. Is everybody okay after having to hear that? It's almost hard to imagine the FCC even allowing this to air on a station without some sort of sanction. As you are all very familiar, the phrase cotton-picking hands, or minute, is a racist reference to the African-American slaves who picked cotton by hand for their white masters in the South, a way of reminding them of their dirty, arduous manual labor. And although some people would try to claim that it is an innocent expression used in lieu of words like gosh darn hands or doggone hands or filthy stinking hands, we know it's really a racist slur and a dog whistle. Now, yes, we also recognize the expression does have a history of popular use that became prominent in the 1950s with country singer Johnny Bond.
But one thing I won't tolerate, I want it to soak in. Keep your cotton picking hands off of my gal.
And even Bugs Bunny in the famous bullfighting sketch Bully for Bugs in the 50s.
Hey, just a cotton picking minute. This don't look like the Coachella Valley to me.
But those two seemingly innocent notes shouldn't derail our commitment to eradicating this racist phrase. If anything, the fact that a white country musician and a cartoon featuring the inhumane atrocity of bullfighting should stiffen our resolve against its use. And yes, even though Herrera is Hispanic and Kiggins is a woman, that does not dissuade us precisely because they're Republicans. And you know the 18th rule of cancellation. No matter what else is at work in a transgression, if it is politically advantageous to cancel someone, even for the thinnest of reasons, do so. Besides, Kiggins is a warmonger, a former Navy helicopter pilot married to a retired Navy jet pilot, the daughter of a Vietnam Green Beret, so obviously she should have been canceled long ago. I also know some will note that she didn't utter the racist phrase herself. That's beside the point. Even agreeing with the host, who should also be fired, is enough. In that moment, she had a chance to demonstrate her anti-racism, and she failed. Miserably. She could easily have stopped him in his tracks by saying, "Now wait a minute, Rich. You and I both know that phrase is racist and shouldn't be used. I'm not going to sit here with you while you commit race violence level 4 on your radio program without demanding you apologize." See how easy that would have been? And not only didn't she stop him, she actually leaned in the direction of the transgression by saying ditto, an expression of solidarity popular with listeners of the one-time transgressor-in-chief himself, Rush Limbaugh. So no, Jen Kiggins, you had your chance to bend the arc of the moral universe toward justice, and instead, you placed your chain gun-firing hands firmly on the side of oppression and tyranny, right next to Bugs Bunny's own filthy, stinking, carrot-picking hands. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Sydney Sweeney, for her actions on the current season of the hit HBO series Euphoria. Now, I know a lot of you have enjoyed Euphoria's medium-core pornography, and so have we. But this season, Sweeney's character Cassie decided to pay for her extravagant wedding by starting an OnlyFans account, in which she poses as a dog, complete with collar, ears, leash, tail, etc. Pushing the limits even more, Cassie later posed on it as a sexualized toddler, wearing diapers and holding a baby rattle. Now, obviously, as rainbow people of the holy acronym string, we are allies of every form of non-standard sexual expression, virtually without limit. Refusing to judge people no matter what the color of their freak flag is kind of our thing. But in this case, Sweeney has gone too far. You see, even though we don't object to anything she's doing, the vast majority of Americans think that sexually cosplaying animals and children is not a good thing. As such, this portrayal makes the sexual entrepreneurs on OnlyFans seem outrageous, dangerous, depraved, and perverted. We don't think this, but the repressed masses of this country most certainly do. And this portrayal is offensive to the actual sex workers. we don't use words like prostitute or harlot anymore, who use OnlyFans to digitally sell themselves. One content creator, Sydney Leathers, called it infuriating to see Cassie produce material that OnlyFans has strict rules against, such as what she calls age play. Apparently, pet play is allowed. In any case, Leathers says Sweeney is defaming creators like her by making it seem as if OnlyFans performers have no morals. Obviously, we know that legitimate video exhibitionists like her would never do anything lurid like Sweeney is doing, even if OnlyFans didn't prohibit it. After all, porn stars are well known for their self-restraint, moral uprightness, and strict adherence to norms of decency. But this defamation is so othering. As Leathers says, when you're part of a marginalized community, it's easy to get upset about certain portrayals of it. And who's more marginalized historically than sex workers, whom Hollywood treats very unfairly? Much like murderers, thieves, terrorists, and many other alternative lifestyles, smut stars get terrible PR from the TV and film industries. In fact, because of their marginalized status, we are appealing to the High Council of the Keepers of the Holy Sacred Acronym String to approve LGBTQ+$. But remember, our ultimate goal is defeating Christianity and the patriarchy by eroding the institution that both depend on, marriage. That's why we love this platform, because just like ordinary porn before it, OnlyFans is a fantastic destroyer of marital happiness, offering a vast array of temptations and comparisons that seduce men away from their wives or any stable long-term romantic relationship with a real person in actual life. OnlyFans is a fetish-centric infidelity machine, and if the people who keep the machine well-oiled think Sydney Sweeney is bad for business, she must be canceled. Well, that and the whole white supremacy genes thing. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, Billy Bob Thornton and Howie Mandel for violating that most sacred of ideals, our trust in the moral wisdom and leadership qualities of actors. Brace yourselves.
I'm not really big on, like, at award shows, all of a sudden start talking about saving the Badgers and stuff. It's like, you'll get your, like Ricky Gervais said, it's like, get your little award and off, you know?
Right.
And now, I know the profanity is not a problem for any of us, but the profane suggestion that actors receiving awards should neglect their duty to use that platform to advance the holy gospel of wokeness is utter blasphemy. And it only got worse from there.
It's just pretending. You know, whether you're acting, whether you're performing, whether you have a great imagination and you could write, that doesn't really, that shouldn't be who you look to for advice.
Do you hear the sacrilege he's spewing? He is directly contradicting the holy second principle of wokeness. Always listen to actors, because actors are always worth listening to. As for acting being just pretending, of course it is. That's why actors should be trusted, because they're only capable of regurgitating the lines that someone else has written for them. In this case, the script we feed them through mainstream media. It's precisely their deep insecurity at people discovering that they have no deep anything that makes actors the perfect tools for our propaganda. Their terror at realizing their own insignificance makes them easily exploited whenever we can give them a chance to feel important in saying our words. Win, win.
And some guy's on the fence, you know, and it's like, well, Dash Riprock said it on the Golden Globes, so I'm voting for...
How dare you? Of course we believe that the weak-minded and ill-informed American voter is so malleable that she can be told what to think by the devilishly handsome Alec Baldwin or the seductively vapid Scarlett Johansson. The whole purpose of award shows is to create the illusion of unanimity, to evangelize the gospel of inclusion by not including any opinions that we disagree with.
I don't know anything about politics. I have no idea. I mean, and the stuff that I believe about it, I don't want to force it down somebody else's throat because I'm not an expert on that.
Look, it's one thing for Billy Bob to admit he doesn't know anything about politics, which isn't particularly surprising since as an actor, he spends his time memorizing what other people tell him to say. But to openly admit he's not an expert only invites people to wonder whether other actors might also not be experts in ethics, religion, or politics. A devastating blow to our cause. Now, in case you've ever wondered about the core of our faith as it pertains to actors, just recall the powerful teachings promulgated in the eminently accurate wokeness training film Team America World Police.
The time has come for us to start using our acting talents in a different way.
Yes, we can use our powers to change the world.
We will persuade everyone to drive hybrid cars and stop smoking.
So true. the power of actors is specifically given to them so they can move the American people towards our views.
If we focus our acting on global politics, we can change everything and stuff.
Yes, preach it!
As actors, it is our responsibility to read the newspapers and then say what we read on television like it's our own opinion. Matt Damon.
A more succinct expression of our entire communication strategy has never been crafted, and of course, from the mouth of a man-baby like Matt Damon himself. So no, Billy Bob Thornton and Howie Mandel, we will not sit idly by and have you cast doubt on our single most effective form of propaganda, the arts, and the most powerful, useful idiots we have in our employ, the actors. They are most definitely not experts in anything that matters, but as long as we keep feeding them their lines, they will certainly keep repeating them with just the right measure of persuasive gravitas. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who
abandon. And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal, and go forth and transgress no more.